7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which we listen to the football game.
This is as crisp as it comes.
It's crispy.
I've come up with yet another surprise.
Harry Kane after three Premier League games without a goal.
Yeah. Harry Kane has finally scored once again. The drought is over. Everybody's so happy. Yay. Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm doing. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And not only am I the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, but I am relegated to the floor league. Still stuck on the floor. What is this, day 36 of my own personal hell? But I kind of feel weird today. I feel a little bit better. So why are we still listening to this game? Let's fade that out. Because I gotta tell you something. I may have just made my back worse. Well, it's not my back. Okay. As regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee know, I am prone and subject to injuring myself while I sleep. And wait. Oh, I just realized something. Okay, well, what I was going to say is I may have injured myself in my sleep again. But no, I just realized what has happened. You know, I got up about, a little bit more than an hour ago. And I was laying here. And I was feeling relatively good. I wasn't in, you know, like screaming pain. Just, you know, moderately brutal pain. That's because I'd actually woken up a few hours earlier. because of the pain and I took a bunch of drugs. And so when I woke up an hour ago, I wasn't in super duper mega pain, and I rolled over and I was sort of laying sideways, kind of, and I decided to stretch. And this is always very dangerous for me. I should never stretch because that's when I get hurt. And, you know, that's a traditional thing. When people get up in the morning, they tend to stretch, right? So I woke up, I was laying here, and just while I was laying here, I've been doing this for the last day or two. I just barely stretched myself, just a little bit, and it felt so good. And I held it for a while, and I thought, boy, I could hold this all day, and I think, no, I better release, otherwise I'm going to mess myself up. So I unstretched, and I'm starting to think maybe I shouldn't do that, should not have done that, because an hour later, right now, I've got this weird muscle pain in both hips. And this is not my regular pain. This is not the deep nerve pain of my left hip. I've got this in both hips, and it's just the muscles. So I think it's funny that I somehow overstretched and I'm making things worse, because I'm always making things worse. And now we need to pour the tea. Oh yeah. Oh, making tea was quite an effort again today, but, you know, now that the drugs are fully loaded, fully working, I'm not too bad, as long as I don't, you know, stand up for too long or try to walk. Which reminds me of something else. I was actually thinking about going to the mall today. Now that sounds like a ridiculous proposition, doesn't it? Yes, it does. This high mountain oolong sure is tasty today. So I was thinking about going to the mall. Only because I need to get a mask. I don't like the masks that I'm using. You know, the basic COVID masks. I got regular operating theater masks. And I've got one of the N95s or the N93. I can't remember what it is. It's just ugly, stupid, and you can't breathe through it. Oh, good tea. Can't drink tea through any of these masks either, but I need to get a good mask. Because I don't like these disposable ones that I've been carrying around. And everybody else gets to have a cool mask. Why don't I get to have a cool mask? And why aren't there any Dubious Goals Committee branded merchandise masks for sale to you, my loyal listeners and trusted committee members? Yeah, it's just a mask. It just says 1930 UTC on it. And this is an idea that I had for Dubious Goals Committee t-shirts. It would just be, you know, this huge big square block that just says 1930 in huge, huge, huge numbers. And then underneath, UTC. And then in really small type, underneath all that, the Dubious Goals Committee. And then, of course, this big square logo wouldn't be printed on the shirt level. It would be crooked. It'd be slightly tilted. People ask you, is your shirt on crooked? No, it's just printed terribly. These are handmade by Tobe. And he doesn't put a lot of effort into anything, which is very clear from the quality of this show. So I was thinking that if I go to the mall, that would be the place to buy a mask. You know, because where do you go to buy masks? I have no idea. What store? Who is the mask store? What is the mask? There's no mask store in the mall, in the shopping centers near me. So I figure if I go to the mall, then there will be somebody with a kiosk, somebody with a temporary store trying to, you know, make a quick buck selling, you know, fashionable masks, etc. So I was thinking, yeah, this is a good idea, Tobe. This is a good strategy, Tobe. Yeah, except I might have to walk around to the entire damn mall just to find this kiosk. But if I think about it hard enough, I know where to park, so where I can sneak in the quick entrance and blah, blah, blah. Also, I need to go into that neighborhood. I need to go to the mall because across the street from my mall at 100 and... What was the address? I don't remember. But my spinal injection doctor... It's across the street from the mall. And so I thought, okay, I could kill a lot of birds with one stone just by driving into that neighborhood. Drive around, check out, find out where my doctor is, put some pressure on my doctor. Although today is Saturday. Do I really want to go to the mall on a Saturday? Oh, yeah. I don't think I do. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll think about it later. But do I really want to drive? I mean, do I want to take the hassle of getting up and changing clothes and trying to get into my car? Should I just take a taxi?
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need the finest girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
Jamaica, Jamaica, New York, ladies, all your rickets on Give me a towel, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. You're all over town, Tangerine, la 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 la. Talk of the town, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. How you get around in your tangerine, la 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 la. Little Latin lovers, little lovers, drinking gin and mellow yellow in my bungalow. Loving me, tangerine, la 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 la.
Shabala, shabala, Doria.
All the French girls go zootalo, no, 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 zootalo, no, no. Coming at the target, you're as straight as Magellan. If you got a secret weapon, well, you sure as hell ain't telling. Cause your mouth made an offer that their bodies cannot veto. No woman can resist a man who looks good in a Speedo. Can get me a towel, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. You're all over town, Tangerine, la 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 la. Talk of the town, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. How you get around in your tangerine, la 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 la. Little Latin lovers, little lovers, drinking gin and mellow yellow in my bungalow. La 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 la.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Sasa, oni ge nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, oni ge nasai.
Doste, tsuite kondesho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, omite oshi.
Yappa, barechaimashita.
Datte, watashi tachi te.
Zutto, issho ni iru shi.
Nase, 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 ra. Denpa nai shi, tokanai shi.
Wi-Fi, aru kedo ne.
Konbini ka, konbini janai shi.
Datte, ii no kedo mo.
Sakurete, sokuyami, kemono michi.
Okay. Murabito Shekira.
Miko-san, Miko-san, Kumare-mure no Miko-san. Mekoibe, mekoibe, sotada koto nebete. Ni-chan mo, ne-chan mo, nameko ake ke ke ke. Ran, 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 da, Kuma-miko dansu da.
Kuma-miko, dashi, dashi.
everybody, buddy, me na happy. That's me. I'm very happy today. Why am I so damn happy? Because, well, I've got some synth, don't I? Yeah. And, I thought of something last night. I thought of an interesting idea last night. Well, it was sort of an extension of an idea that I have been having for the past few days. And after synth battle last night, I was sitting here thinking, how can I up my game? And yes, we're going to up the game with Gates. And, And yeah, so let's do that. So around, it was after midnight, I thought, yeah, we gotta do the gate thing. But we have to ratchet those gates, don't we? Yeah, that was my new brilliant idea. And by the way, before I forget, let me just go ahead and plug Synth Battle. Synth Battle Royale is a live synthesizer battling show on Anon Radio every Saturday morning at 0300 UTC. That is, of course, Friday night in North America. So do your time zone math if you have to, and join us on Anon Radio at that time for the best live synth battling on the radio on the planet, because it's the only live synth battling on the planet. Anyway, if you were listening last night to Synth Battle, you'll remember this. I had this going at some point. And it is similar to what we were doing with the gate thing before, but last night, right before I went to bed, I'm plugging in the gator right now. Is it on? It is on. Let's get the clock synced up, Mr. Clocky. Blum, 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 blum. So we've been experimenting with putting gates on the filter cutoff of Florian, right? Right. And the brilliant idea I had last night after the fact was, we got to put ratcheted gates on Florian to see what will happen. Yeah, that sounds like a fun plan. And so I've dropped gates, ratcheting gates. Got put two of them in here. Let's listen to it and see what it sounds like. I did it wrong. Why did that not go? Let's try that again. Interesting. It's interesting, it's good, but I gotta put the microphone down because I think I want to move those gates. I think I want to put them somewhere else. We need to stick what we need is longer gates, not ratchety gates, but it doesn't matter. Let's change it up. What do we need to try to do, Tub? We need to try to get these gates to go between, or go we need them to span multiple notes so that we can get all the strange stuff that they will do. So I'm gonna put a triplet gate here, and I'm gonna take out this funky gate, and then we're gonna put another one right here, and we're gonna use the triplet gate again. And then we need to take out this other old one, and we're good. We'll drop it into synchronized mode here and reset the synth and go. Okay, that second one is good. Oh, that was a good one that time around. Okay, questionable. Not bad. Ah, cool. Cool. This is turning out to be a really interesting technique that I have developed. I'm happy with it, but I need to get into that further and really sort of dig around and figure out which gates are going to give me the weirdest effects. And it's also going to depend on some tempo things, because clock divisions, I'm doing weird clock divider stuff because weird clock divider stuff is the cool stuff to do. But now, I think we need some drums. So, I am calling up the drums. Why do I hear no drums? Is it this? Yes, it is this. Got to add some gain here. There we go. So now that we've got it all synced up, are we all synced up? This isn't. Okay, we are synced up. Let's see what we get out of this one. This ought to be interesting. That's kind of interesting, but I have a feeling I know what I'm doing for the rest of the day. I think I'm gonna sit here and throw various gates at Florian just to see what'll happen, see if I can find some really cool type of effect that I can weaponize, and then drop the WMD during Synth Battle Royale. That's my dream. just remembered something else. Something else that I wanted to mess around with. The Gator is also throwing out some CV voltages. Yes, it is. And I was thinking, well, we've got some information here that we're not using. We've got a signal that needs a destination, don't we? We might. And one thing I was thinking was, what if we use this to trigger, or let's say, what if we use this to advance the clock divider of one of the sequencers? Which one shall it be? Let's see what happens if we plug it into, well, number one, because the number one is the slowest one. Okay, this is going to be potentially weird. And are we ready? Let's get all the sync. Okay, and go. Okay, that did something, but it wasn't all that effective. Let's try it again. I need to see what exactly is going on here. And go. I don't think that's advancing the way I think it is, so we're going to plug it into two. I think I know why. It has to do with the position of the pot for the rhythm clock divider. Let's try it. This one, go. Okay, we're not getting the advance I thought I would get. Something off. I think I know I'm not getting the effect that I want. It's because the voltage, the CV coming out, is not correct. And I don't think this is set up correctly. What if we just switch to number three and we do this? Have a different rhythm, but and it's not changing, is it? Oh, that's because I don't have it plugged into the right thing, Tobe, you dumbass. Okay, now try it. Okay, we did get a shift there. Are we going to get another shift? I don't know. I'm going to have to work on this in private. I'm going to have to get out the manual, do some reading, and then you can find out if I was successful tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio, but it's over.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.